following is a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.
I want to open with some words from Hebrews chapter 10, verses 15 to 23. Which reads, "The Holy Spirit testifies to us. First, he says, 'This is the covenant I will make with them. After that time,' says the Lord, 'I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds.' Then he adds, 'Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more.' And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain that is his body, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the fullness assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." This evening, and in the weeks leading up to Good Friday throughout this season of Lent, we have seen as a church and we have heard a great deal about the importance of choosing. As our readers took us through the narrative surrounding Jesus Christ's death, we saw time after time opportunities for people to choose. As Jesus was arrested and put on trial, we saw Peter confronted with the choice of whether to own up to being a disciple of Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times, in quick succession, Peter came face to face with the choice of whether he would claim Jesus as his Lord or not. And three times, Peter chose to give in to his fear, chose to avoid confrontation, chose physical safety in the moment. The chief priests, the elders, and the teachers of the law were confronted with the choice of whether to believe Jesus' words, whether to believe the claims of what Jesus had done all throughout the land, and they chose not to believe. The crowd was offered the choice of whether to release Barabbas or Jesus, and they chose Barabbas. Pilate had to decide whether to listen to the crowd, whether to listen to the chief priests and teachers of the law. Pilate had to choose, even if he didn't believe that Jesus was guilty, whether to give the order to have him crucified. Those who witnessed the crucifixion had to choose what to believe. As they saw the sky grow dark in the middle of the day, as they heard Jesus cry out to God, as the veil and the curtain of the temple was torn in half, Joseph of Arimathea had to choose. Here is someone who was one of these teachers of the law, part of the group of elders who had had Jesus condemned. And Joseph of Arimathea chose to believe that Jesus was who he said he was. Joseph chose Jesus. And in the drama we just saw, based on Luke 16, Billy and Jenny continued to illustrate for us the necessity of choosing Christ. Choosing to believe and to follow the source of life, the only one who is the way, the truth, and the life. The only one who offers any way to the Father, the creator of the world. The one who loved you and me so much that he sent Jesus to us, for us, even for Jesus to die a horrific death on a cross. We have heard from, we have heard about, we have seen people this evening who have been forced into choices. choices revolving around who Jesus is, what Jesus came to do, and whether to accept the gift that is his death on the cross. We too have that choice to make. Whether to accept whether Jesus is who he says he is. Whether to believe the words that Jesus spoke. Whether to acknowledge the overwhelming love that comes from the Father. For some of you, this might be the first time that you are given this choice or recognizing this choice. And if that's the case, I would love to talk with you. I would love to pray with you. I would love to journey with you as you learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. For others, this is about choosing again. One of the things that we know about this choice, this life-changing choice, is that it is not offered only once, and it is not made only once. It comes to us over and over and over again. Peter wasn't given just those three chances. Peter was given again chances to choose Christ. And he did. And on him, the church, 2,000 years of the church, was built. Tonight, for you, might be about choosing again. About choosing again to live and dwell in the truth that it is my sin, that it is your sin that put Jesus on that cross. Not because he had to be there, but because he chose that, because he chooses us. He chose death so that, as we heard in Hebrews, our sins and our lawless acts are remembered no more. Jesus has taken care of that forever for us. Will you choose to believe? Good Friday is not a day about watching from a safe distance. The darkness descends, taunts and jeers reach our ears when we dare to identify with Jesus Christ, the light of the world. We who are called the body of Christ in today's world, drawn from every tribe, language, nation, and race, have come to our time of testing and choosing. The world God loves resists our witness for peace, for hope, and for joy, just as the world rejected Jesus. Knowing this, will we join the disciple Thomas, who was willing to follow Jesus into Jerusalem, even if it meant death? Will we go all the way to the cross? We must choose. Please join me in a prayer of confession. God of the hilltops and of the low places, revealer at Sinai and reassuring one in the valley of the shadow of death, we need you here. You have created us and given life to all things, but we have chased after other gods and ridiculed those who practice their faith too seriously. We have tried to put you to the test, but have not wanted to be tested ourselves. We place conditions on our belief and limit our trust while the one you sent to love us is rejected, tortured, and killed. Lord God, what have we done? Is it too late to choose life, Lord? Is it too late to choose Jesus, God? Is it too late to choose to be disciples? Hear our prayer, O Lord. Amen. And as I close, hear these words of assurance. God's love is not destroyed at Golgotha, nor diminished by our unclear reflection of its saving power. God reaches out to heal and to revive us, and to reveal again and again the love that will not let us go. We are invited to know the one beyond all knowing and to accept the gifts that God offers us. Answer God's love by choosing Christ. Answer God's love with your praise, your devotion, and your service. And know that you are a forgiven people. Amen.
A place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Well, your love ran red and my sin washed white. I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless, where my heart has peace with God and forgiveness. Where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you, where your love ran red and my sin washed white. I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Here my hope is found, here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms opened wide. Here, you saved my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Please join me. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you, where your love ran red and my sin washed white. I owe all to you. I owe all to you.
One more time, because we missed it. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
I'd invite you, following the benediction, for a time of conversation, a time of reflection, and a time of fellowship together as we remember the cross. Hear this benediction. Go out and keep your vigil at the cross. Let prayer and meditation be a means of transformation. Carry with you the tragedy of this day, but also its possibilities for reclaiming a heritage and recovering a faith to sustain and move you. Share the agony of Jesus' rejection and death, knowing how often we add to the pain. Make your intent to take up your cross and follow, even when you might shrink from the anguish and falter at the cost. Say yes to Jesus Christ, the Messiah. Choose Jesus without excuses or reservations. Worthy is the one who was slain to receive glory and honor and power. Amen.
This has been a presentation of Emmanuel Covenant Church, located in South Surrey, British Columbia. To learn more, please visit us online at emmanuelcovenant.ca.